probably just all around, it was a great practice for both sides, just offense and defense, and special team getting a lot of work in, so it was a great day today.
I know you're trying to stay focused on what you're doing, but is it hard not to? I mean, obviously it's hard with the surgery and everything. A lot of people are looking at you now. Do you have to block all that out?
Yeah, I block it. I don't pay no attention to it because my main focus is still learn, because I just finished just 1 week of training camp. I still got a long way to go, a lot of preparation. And just I want to be prepared at the end of training camp for whenever my number called, I'll be ready to go.
What was the physicality like on the field today?
Today it was a little more faster pace, and it was live, so it's physical all the way around. You know, normally today in practice you get a little thud up and let the offense finish, but today you just had to be full speed every snap, every play.
How fun was that?
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Just being back playing football live was fun, so it's been a long time, and I'm glad to be back at it.
How did Aaron Rodgers look tonight, did you think?
To me, he looks good every day.
You ready for the season to kick off now?
Yeah, I'm ready to still take it a step at a time, so we still got a lot of training camp to go, and we still got our preseason game, so I'm looking forward to that first preseason game against the Cleveland Browns, and I'm excited about that.
What's one aspect of your game that you're really going to be working on before that game?
To be honest, I have to work on everything, because right now I'm still working, trying to build and find my identity, so it's a lot of things just – with the NFL game, there's a lot of routes I haven't seen, route combination, a lot of personnels I haven't went against. So it's a lot of things I have to work on as far as technique and just being able to make plays.
You're so busy with camp anyway, but is there any opportunity to put in a little more film study or anything like that since you know some things now, or are you so busy as it is?
Yeah, we are. Camp is just, it's an all-day process, so you have time to get all your extra film work. That's what it's for young guys like myself, to just get a lot of film work, a lot of studying, and just being around guys like Nick Collins, Charlie Pepper, just picking their brains and just trying to get tips from them helps out a lot, too.
How is it working with Nick? He's very communicative out there, talking a lot. Does that help a little bit, or do you not need that at this point?
That helps out a lot. It's like, with Nick out there, it's just like having a coach on the field, so that helps out a lot.
Are you feeling more comfortable with the chemistry with the other DBs, with the coverages, and, you know, relying on you're going to pick this guy up if you see, you know, someone else going to pick someone else up?
Yeah, you're starting to build comfort, but that goes back to just communication. So just getting in the comfort of communicating, that's another thing. I just got to learn how to communicate and communicate loudly and just be confident in what check I'm making, or make sure all of us are on the same page back there.
Do you have to go to Nick to ask him questions, or will he guide you, or is it kind of a, not a mentoring thing, but
no, it's some, it can go back and forth. Sometimes I have a question, I can ask Nick, or sometimes if Nick might see something that I'm doing wrong or something, he'll come correct me or just give me a little tip on, like, if it's a certain how I played a certain route, he might say, okay, on this, when this happened, you should play it like this,
okay,
and that'll help out. So it goes back and forth.
Is that happening how often? Every other play? Every day?
That's every day. So
yeah.
I look forward to getting advice from him every day. So if someone gives me advice, I just listen.
How are you holding up after your first? A lot of the veterans right now are ready for the day off. Do you feel that way too, or are you still young enough that this hasn't?
No, it takes a toll on your body. It's pretty tough, especially being a rookie. I really don't know what to expect, so I'm just keep learning on the fly and just try to learn how to take care of my body so that I can stay healthy.
So what's the best thing for you then on a day off? Is it to study film all day, or is it to get away and maybe get a break from football? What's your personal approach?
Because it's still a training camp, so you just really rest up your body, and then at times still stay in your playbook and just try to quiz yourself and make sure you stay on top of what you need to know.
Who's your roommate?
Sam Shields.
Does he quiz you?
Yes.
Yeah, actually,
it's me, Sam Shields, and Anthony Levine.
Okay.
So we're always together, so we always quizzing each other, or we might just be sitting in the room talking, then we might just ask each other a question about a play we seen at practice or
okay. and
a play in a playbook.
Can you give me an example? Like, would it be something as simple as a certain play that has a certain name, or is it?
It varies. It could be a certain play that has a certain name, or
okay.
How did you play this certain route in practice, or something like that.